Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Your boy Logan Cruz here. And let's talk about something real today. Something we all struggle with at some point. Self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying a mistake in your head, beating yourself up over it? Yeah, me too. It's like that inner critic has got a front row seat to the show and is constantly heckling our every move. But here's the thing, we gotta learn to turn that volume down, because holding on to past regrets is like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down and stops you from moving forward. So, how do we actually practice self-forgiveness? It's not about saying, whatever, it doesn't matter. No, it's about acknowledging the mistake, learning from it, and then consciously choosing to let go. Think of it like this. You made a wrong turn on a road trip. Do you keep driving in circles, beating yourself up for taking the wrong path? Or do you take a moment, accept that it happened, figure out the correct route, and get back on track? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge the mistake. This is step 1, folks. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it didn't happen. Facing it head-on might feel uncomfortable, but avoiding it just keeps the pain festering. 2. Understand your motivations. What led you to make that decision? Were you stressed? Tired? Feeling pressured? Understanding your why can help you see things from a different perspective and maybe even find some compassion for yourself. 3. Learn from the experience. We all make mistakes. They're part of being human. But instead of dwelling on the negative, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow and make better choices in the future? 4. Practice self-compassion. Imagine a friend made the same mistake you did. Would you berate them or offer a kind word of support? Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness. Remember, everyone messes up. It doesn't define who you are. 5. Let go of perfectionism. You know that nagging voice in your head that says, you should have done better? Well, silence that inner critic. Perfection is an illusion, and striving for it only sets you up for disappointment. Aim to be the best version of yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward with grace. Imagine this. You burnt dinner last night. It happens to the best of us, right? But instead of letting that ruin your entire evening, you take a deep breath, acknowledge it, maybe laugh about it. It's all part of the learning process. Learn from what went wrong and decide to order takeout next time. Boom! You practiced self-forgiveness in action. It's not about forgetting the mistake. It's about choosing not to let it control your thoughts or actions going forward. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to break free from the shackles of guilt and regret and move forward with lightness and clarity. So, my friends, go out there, forgive yourselves for past blunders, big or small, and embrace the journey. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using The Discipline Switch. And until next time, keep switching things up and making progress, one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.